When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It is 4 o'clock, and for the second week in a row, prompt, even early.
That's what he does.
It is time for our weekly chat with Oregon coach Dan Lanning, now brought to you by Unitas Community Credit Union. Like a coach's playbook, Unitas has a winning strategy for your finances. You, us, Unitas. Coach, how's the week?
Yeah, good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. You know, we were just talking about Texas and Michigan playing this week, and before we get into some football stuff, you guys innovated Oregon, the uniforms and everything, but when you think of iconic college football uniforms, what school comes to mind?
Good question. I mean, I guess you think of like the Steady Eddies that kind of always wear the same things, right? The Alabamas, the Penn States, the USCs that always wear, you know, kind of those same throwbacks that you've seen for so long, you know, even at Georgia for a long time, they kind of wore the same thing forever. But yeah, I always think back to the teams that kind of changed the spectrum, like Oregon, Oklahoma State, when they started to come out with some stuff that was a little bit different. That's also something that sticks out to me.
Yeah, it's kind of cool that in college football you get the kind of the best of both worlds, right? You got some of that tradition, and then you know, you got the kind of a new way of doing things, and it kind of all blends together.
A lot of ways to skin a cat, right?
Yeah.
What was William Jewell? What were they wearing?
I don't know what brand it was. I mean, it wasn't Nike. I can promise you that, like Russell or something. It's pretty steady, pretty plain. You know, red and white letters, man. Nothing special.
Red, white, black, right?
Yeah, red, white, black. I think we had Russell athletic gear we were rocking. You know, I remember wearing the old gray shirts, like cutoff shirts, Russell shorts for like nice walkthrough training and practice stuff. You know.
You know, I just found out recently, because I went to KU, I'm from Kansas, and I just found out that Bill Snyder, the legendary Kansas State coach, he's a William Jewell
baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have a relationship with him?
I don't really have a relationship. He spoke at my commencement speech for my graduation at Jewell, so I always remember that. I've talked to him a couple times, but I wouldn't say I have a relationship with him. Obviously, a guy like me, you know, I hold him in high regard. He's one of the best to ever do it, and did it at a place that was really hard to do it and turned it into a, you know, a really good program.
Do you have a guy like, I mean, when you're coming up, did you have someone when you first started in the business? I mean, with, you know, Saban, I mean, I know you worked under some really good ones in Kirby, but was there a guy that you looked to and said, like that's what I want to be?
I don't know if there ever was one of those necessarily in particular. I mean, obviously got to work for some great ones, but I don't know if I ever looked at him and said that's where I want to be compared to somebody else.
Yeah,
it's interesting. You know, we had a coach, you know, a prominent coach in college football this last week. You know, he's slamming his fists on the table and he's, you know, he's pointing fingers at his players. I respect this about you. It really seems like you try hard to lift up rather than tear down. And I know in football, you know, I mean, it gets
emotional,
intense and emotional, but how careful do you have to be when you're a leader of men, how careful do you have to be about lifting up versus tearing down, especially when you're a little hot under the collar?
I mean, Everybody, I think what you have to do is you have to be you. You have to be who you are, and there's a lot of ways to do that. I certainly try to do it what I think is best for our team and communicate what I think is best for our team, but all of it falls back on, you know, me, and if things don't go right, that's my fault. If things go right, that means the players did something right, right? The coaches did something right, so you got to give credit where credit's due. So you wear it, right? And I think every coach ultimately has to figure out what makes their team click the best. There's a lot of ways to coach and a lot of ways to have success. So I just try to do what I think is best for us and our program here.
I don't know if I've ever seen a game quite like this. If I told you going into that game, 31 first downs to 10, 83% completion percentage, 380 yards, 487 yards to 217 yards, 2 of 12 on third down you hold them to, I mean, that's a 50-point win. I know sometimes weird stuff happens. So when you go back and watch the film, is that the strangest film that you've watched as far as stats versus results?
It's definitely up there, you know, but the results are exactly what happened, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of people like to live in hypotheticals. Like, the truth is, that's exactly how the game played out. And, you know, you had two opportunities to score there going into half. We turned the ball over once. We missed a kick on another one. You don't come out and score at the beginning of the second half. You have some success. You kind of shoot yourself in the foot. But the stats are reality, right? That's exactly where it's at. And that's why, you know, stats matter, but stats also don't matter. Execution matters. Finish matters. And we didn't finish in some critical situations to be able to put points on the board or keep points off of it.
When you went back, how close was it? Because I remember, I mean, obviously that we had the one deep pass just outstretched on at the beginning of the game that was half a yard too much. James had one where it looked like the turf monster got him, another one maybe his calf cramped. It looked, at least from kind of a layman's view, it looked like there were a handful of times that it was a sliver away. Is that kind of what the film showed, or was there more to it?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's generally football. You know, that's generally how football works. It's a game of inches, and you might be an inch away from having some big explosive plays one way or the other, but that's what makes that game so great is 11 guys in sync in unison and, you know, operating at a really high level and creating plays like that.
This is Oregon coach Dan Lanning with us here on The Fan. 4th and 7 late in the game. How much consideration, if any, was given to taking points there before the penalty?
Yeah, it was a thought, but you know, if you actually look at that situation, I think I'm talking about the same situation that you are. You know, 6 points doesn't really help you that much there. You know, so I mean, that would have put us up 6, where you know, 7 puts you up 2 scores. You know, and to me, the value in that was a lot higher.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think we got them to jump off offsides and made it a 4th-and-2. And I think that made it a lot easier decision. Right. But yeah. And is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
One?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. The 4th-and-7.
I mean, so we turn it into a we start off as 4th-and-7, then turn into a 4th-and-2, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. After they jump.
Yep.
Right. So, I mean, the 4th-and-2 makes it a lot easier, but, that was the thought process there is had a hard count. They jumped a couple times on hard count before, try to make it a 4th-and-2, but also had a play that we liked on 4th-and-7 where we felt like, you know, 7 points there ultimately made it a 2-score game as opposed to if you kick a field goal, they come down, score a touchdown, they win, right? And, yeah, you could hold them to a field goal and be a tie and go into OT, but that would be the 7 points is worth a lot more in my mind in that situation.
So it was something designed. You tried to draw them off sides on that to make it shorter.
Absolutely, yeah.
How would you describe your decision-making process or philosophy on fourth down? I know you've certainly been consistent with it the last couple of years. Is it more feel? Is it collaborative? Is it analytics-driven? Like, how would you describe it?
Yeah, all that. I mean, all those things, right? There were times in the game that analytics would have told us that we should have gone for it, and we didn't. There's times in the game where ultimately we felt really good about, like, the call we had. You know, you had the fake punt there. That was one that we wasn't necessarily would be an analytics in the go situation. It was close to that, but we felt like the fake punt would have been effective. We didn't block out on the corner, and when you don't execute it right, it doesn't matter, right? It's not going to be successful. So if we get out to the corner with our edge, then we'd have an opportunity there for first down and keep the ball moving.
Obviously, you guys take a lot of pride in the run game. I'm an old lineman. We take pride in running the ball. Every old line takes pride in running the ball. Mm-hmm. So obviously that was kind of the shortcoming. And last week, how much of a personal thing did the guys up front feel about that one?
Yeah, I mean, I think it bothered them that we didn't play to our standard for sure.
Give us the Dan Lanning scouting report on Boise State. What are they bringing to the table?
Well, they can run the ball. There's no doubt about that. Obviously, their tailback's really special. One of the best I've seen since I've been here. I mean, probably the best I've seen since I've been here. I think he's an NFL guy, no doubt. Run game. I mean, they have a offensive coordinator who obviously has a lot of experience in the NFL. A lot of their offensive play calling model is kind of that NFL model. So you'll see some bigger personnel sets, some shots downfield. Defensively, they give you a lot of different looks, a lot of variety. I think it makes it hard to kind of dictate exactly what they're in every single play. And they do a good job of playing hard. They got some experienced guys that attack the ball on the defensive side of the ball. So, and then really specialist units, really solid too. Their field goal kicker has been extremely accurate. You know, over time, their punter's done unbelievable job of like flipping the field and avoiding punt blocks. So they've got a really good unit.
With the transfer portal and all the turnover and even young guys playing more early, how much harder is it to know what you have when you enter a season?
I don't know. It's probably about the same as it is every year. I don't know if you ever know what you have until you start playing some games.
Yeah, and I think that would be the follow-up, is that it sounds like maybe you just never really know, right? I mean, it's just each year is different and new guys, and you never know how they're gonna play.
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of have a general feel for it, what you think it'll be, but that doesn't mean that's what it's going to be, right? So that's why you play the games.
You get time to watch Chiefs Ravens tonight. I believe your Chiefs.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get a chance to sit down and check it out for a little bit. We'll see. Got some phone calls to make, some recruiting calls to make, but hopefully get an opportunity to pop it on for a little bit.
All right, and then one last question, because this is something we always try to ask you, one question that doesn't pertain to football. We want to know if you keep anything odd in your car. Because we were talking about keeping toothpicks.
I keep a beard comb in mine.
Yeah, things like that. Do you keep anything odd in your car?
You know, I would say that was like, this is a good example of like a change in my life. Whenever I was, you know, the 16, 17 college kid, my car was kind of a mess. Mm-hmm. It didn't ever look good. Like my car now doesn't have anything in it except for when I get in it, you know, me. That's it. I keep the car clean.
Really?
So car's clean. Yeah, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. That's like a small example, at least in my life, is if you look at my car now, you're like, okay, this guy takes care of his business. So
right.
I try to keep the car clean. My wife says it's because I don't drive the kids around that I don't have to deal with all the stuff in the car.
Yeah.
But I beg to differ. I think I try to do a good job. When I get out of the car, if there's something in it, when I get out, it's not in there anymore.
you got to admit, though, that like there's nothing scarier than the third row of a car, like a van or an SUV that has kids in it. Like that's, I think that's where like COVID starts. There's always like a stick that's like a sucker on the back. And it's just there's I don't think it's possible to keep the third row of a kid of a family car clean.
It's tough. It's tough. I know the boys, when they get in my car and we go on a ride, I'm always the stickler after we get out to take everything you brought in the car back out.
Hallelujah. I do that with my wife, too. It drives her crazy. But I'm like, come on, just take it. You brought it in there. Take it out of there.
That's because it's once in a while pretty thing. Simple. It's not an everyday thing.
Pretty simple. That's right. And now that's I'm right. assuming that along these same lines, your closet is pretty dialed and like shoes are in order and everything like that.
Yeah, for the most part. Kind of running out of room when it comes to shoes. I got too many shoes. So I have to figure out something there. Okay. But yeah, it's the closet looks, you know, and I can't take credit for. That's 100% Sophia does an awesome job keeping the closet looking awesome for me.
Might need a bigger house.
Time to upgrade, coach.
No, I'm good. I promise you that. I'm good.
All right. Thank you. And good luck this weekend against Boise State.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. You have a good one.
Yep. We'll talk to you next week. That is Dan Lanning each Thursday at 4, brought to you by Unitas Community Credit Union. Like a coach's playbook, Unitas has a winning strategy for your finances. You, us, Unitas.
Does not shock me. Clean car guy.
Yeah, it doesn't shock me at all either.
No, that's...
That guy's not messy in any way.
Dude's right down, down the middle.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.